Agenda item number 7, Shannon Fetters. Morning, Mr. Stagg.
So a little bit of background about this case. Some of you may recognize this from last month that we're here. We heard a number of cases last month in the York River. There was a petition, and there was numerous applications on both the Gloucester County side and the York County side. And we tried to hear them together, which in retrospect maybe wasn't the best idea, but we got through it. Shannon Fedors was one of the applicants, and her application was denied last month. We did recommend denial primarily because the area was, we were told historically, had been used as a Hall Saint area. The issue with this one is that Ms. Fedors did not get her notice of the meeting until the day after the meeting, and we believe that is true. And therefore, I think my opinion was part of the reason that it was denied. I was specifically asked on hers and Johnny Tyne's application, were they present, and they were not. The commission may have influenced your decision in addition to our recommendation. So we felt in fairness that Ms. Fedors should have the opportunity to address the commission with her specific plans for the ground and put it back on the agenda. I'll defer to your legal counsel on how they might want to handle this since there's already been a decision made on it, whether you want me to brief the entire thing and then decide whether to take action or no action. No action, it would still be denied. Or whether you need to make some kind of motion to proceed before I start my evaluation.
I think
the, put you on the spot. But
yeah, well, I mean, I think the commission has the authority to reconsider its decision. Exactly how you want to couch that is whether it's a reopening or.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Stagg, why don't you go ahead and brief the commission on the merits of the case.
So again, this is a this evaluation should be based on a application by Ms. Fedors to lease up to about 50 acres of orchard planting ground within the York River near what's called the Allen Islands in Gloucester County. It was denied at the August meeting. And again, we put it back on the agenda due to the lack of proper notice to Ms. Fedors. So in August, we did recommend denial of a number of leases in the York River, which were the subject of both a protest and a petition that was signed by 97 Virginia residents requesting that the area be set aside as additional clam ground. We did recommend denial of all the protested applications based on a number of factors, depending on the location of each lease application. We did note that the Fedors application was within an area that had historically activities, but not within the area of the historical shipwreck area that was designated. The commission did vote to deny the Fedors application. Again, we did receive a phone call from Ms. Fedors the next day indicating she had not gotten the notice. And again, since she had not been afforded the opportunity, we requested to place this back on the commission. We continued to evaluate this and recontacted our law enforcement division, and they did reiterate that they still believe this area is used for Hall Saint activity. We also did some additional investigation and discovered that a portion of this application does have historic and recent year SAV coverage on it. And I'll show you a map of that in a moment. The commission's longstanding policy has been not to lease areas with SAV, and we would continue to maintain that at the staff level, that we were not recommending a portion of this application that does contain SAV. Also to note, at the August meeting, the application of Ms. Fedors is right here, and these other numbers are the other applications that were considered. This particular application adjacent to the west was one of the Bonneville applications, and the commission approved that to continue processing that application. It's not yet been surveyed, but that they felt that this area was a leasable area. Again, this is downstream of the historic shipwreck area, which basically that arc goes across like this. So we are continuing with that application. Some of these others were tabled to let us do some more conversations with the Department of Historic Resources, and that's still ongoing. But this was approved to move forward, and the only reason we recommended denial of that one was Hall Saint activity. This is a little closer view of the two areas. This is Ms. Fedora's application area here. This is the Bonneville application. And this is just typical of, I went back 15 years in the VIMS' SAV data, and this is pretty typical in this area of what you see of coverage. The colors mean density, but it's very density here. But these are those islands, and her application is in this area. I'll show you another map in a moment. But it does encroach into a part of her application, and staff cannot support leasing that particular area. So this is her actual application area, and this is my representation of that same SAV area you just saw next to these islands. So we would definitely recommend against leasing this area for the reasons of SAV. Again, the commission did approve the Bonneville application to the west and south of this. There is no SAV issues within the Bonneville application. And the only reason, again, that we recommended denial of Bonneville was Hall Saint activity. So therefore, we do believe the commission may want to reconsider this application in light of the applicant not being afforded the opportunity to address the commission, and she is here today. However, we still cannot support a recommendation to lease any of the application due to both the presence of SAV in a portion and the historic use of the area for Hall Saint activities. Should the commission decide to act again on this application and approve any the application or any portion thereof, we would continue processing it to include surveying the ground, very similar to the way we're going to handle the Bonneville application. And should there be a protest based on any such survey, if the commission approves any of this area, it could require additional review by the commission if the survey itself results in another protest for some other reason. I'd be happy to answer any questions. The applicant is here, and I believe does want to address the commission about her potential use of the ground.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Other questions from the commission? Mr. Tacker.
So Mr. Stagg, you're proposing not to lease any of this.
We're trying to be consistent with our previous recommendation, which indicated there was Hall Saint activity in all of this general area of the river in the shallow area. There has historically been Hall Saint activity. It's kind of sporadic. It's not every year. We recommended that on this lease application and this one. But this one that you did approve last month intact for us to proceed with the application in spite of our recommendation about Hall Sainting. If it gets protested for some other reason when we survey it other than Hall Sainting, we may come back to you. But so we're trying to be consistent with this one, and we also noted that there is some SAV, and we always recommend against leasing in those areas.
Okay. Other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
Why was the SAV not brought up before?
That was an omission on my part. It should have been, but we had so many. We had the protest and the petition for clam ground and the Hall Saint activity, and we were recommending to try to treat them all the same and just recommend denial of all for various reasons. And that should have been caught, but it was not at that time.
Mr. Erskine.
And was that the most current depiction of where SAV is?
I think that was probably 2014.
Okay.
I showed you, but I looked at, like I said, about 15 years of data, and it's pretty consistent right around those islands. That the density varies by year, and Bob Orr's not here. I don't know why I would want to address it at all, but I use their SAV maps.
As a follow-up?
Mr. Erskine.
Is it transient SAV, or is it eelgrass? Is it a widgeon grass type thing, or is it a...
That I'm not positive, and I don't know if it's a lot of it.
Widgeon grass. Okay, thank you.
It's eelgrass.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Ms. Haney.
Was the application for traditional oyster harvesting or for cage culture?
I think Ms. Fedora's can address that issue.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question, Mr. Stagg, here. Is there an explanation on why the notification didn't get to her in time?
I believe the notification for that meeting did go out a few days later than normal for that hearing. Everyone else did get theirs in time.
We saw them.
I know Ms. Melzer complained that she got hers late, but before the meeting, at the meeting last month.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Ms. Fedoris. I need to swear you in, ma'am. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Shannon
Carroll
Fedoris.
Could you?
Shannon Carroll Fedoris.
Great.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about this? Please tell us what you have on your mind with this.
First of all, I appreciate the consideration and the rehearing. The notice was postmarked on that Thursday, and I received it that Wednesday morning in the mail. And called from the parking lot of the post office to speak to Mr. Stack. So I do appreciate the consideration of this opportunity to speak. The Oyster Ground application, not having been surveyed, I was very aware that there could have been SAV in the area. In an effort and being a good steward of the resources that God has given us, the idea would be to amend the lease to the portion that does not include SAV. To address your question, Ms. Keeney, the purpose of the application would be for natural strike. In the last few years, the strike in the York River has increased, and particularly this year, it's a grand strike, actually. I do have a source of shells to shell, and hope for natural strike and hope for the grow out. If in the York River we have an issue with the grow out, I have oyster ground in several other rivers that it can be moved to grow out. But it is a pure natural strike forest. In addition, the small piece of oyster ground that you see above that, we do lease. That is a lease of mine that is worked for cage culture. But that is worked by an agent, Tommy Lingus, works that. But there is no intent whatsoever of anything but natural strike for this piece. And again, would happily have the SAV area removed from it. It is a small patch of land, but it is directly in front of where I live. I can at least sit and watch it and care for it and shell it. And would appreciate the access to be available.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Matt. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in favor of this application? Anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before commission for discussion and action. Mr. Stagg? We go over the staff recommendation one last time here and focus a little bit more on the Halsane activity that's been historic in the area?
Yes. The reason for our previous recommendation and our current recommendation is that we've reconfirmed with law enforcement. They do believe that there is Halsane activity in this area. Again, it moves around. It's sporadic a little bit, but to be consistent, that was our recommendation. I will caveat that by saying that typically we've not seen a lot of conflict between Halsane activities and oyster leaseholders that are just doing traditional on bottom type activities. Certainly cage activity would definitely be not conducive to Halsane activities happening at the same location. Leave it at that.
Will you please remind the commission on the decision and the reasons for the adjoining lease from last month, the Bonneville lease?
Well, I don't know the exact reason why the commission approved it, but our recommendation was to deny it based on the Halsane activity, and that was really the only reason we had. There was a lot of discussion, most of y'all were here, about that particular application. I think Mr. Bonneville indicated the same thing, that he was going to do on-bottom type activity and that he welcomed Halsane activity on his, I mean, he didn't welcome it, but he would not object to anybody Halsaning over his lease.
Mr. France.
Yes. Is there a way that this could be resurveyed not to Oh, to exclude the SAV?
Yes. I mean, we have not surveyed it yet, so we haven't actually surveyed this lease at all.
Oh.
If we survey it, depending on your approval, we would recommend excluding that area that's shown as SAV. So the lease would be reconfigured from all of those little bullets, but follow that southern green line. And that the northern area would not be part of the survey, and I believe Ms. Bedore has agreed that she, you know, that was acceptable to her. She understood our policy on that.
And this application is just for shell plant or seed, or and not cages.
I typically call traditional on bottom.
Okay.
Not cages.
Mr. Zetron,
does that SAV grow out? Does it spread?
It's pretty limited here by the depth of the water. It's very shallow here, and as you get deeper, it can't survive in the deeper water. So it's consistent in this area, but we don't see it really expanding south because the water does start getting, you can see the gradient there. You can see where there's SAV. That dark area is actually SAV vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sandbar is shallower, but it's deeper than where the SAV is. So SAV is kind of limited by water depth on where it can grow. VIMS is the expert, so if you have a question about that.
Mr. Tankard.
Does it give you any pause to have a piece of ground that takes that kind of shape that you depict here?
As you can see, we have grounds of every possible shape and size. I mean, this one goes around a pier. We have irregularly shaped leases all over the state. So, you know, carving out that, it is contiguous. That's the nice part. It's not like there's SAV right in the middle of this and we'd make a big donut hole. You know, I don't have any reservation with you know, this configuration of surveying it. And we might straighten this out a little, you know, and not go, I was just trying to show where the SAV is. We might go, you know, straight to here and then over to here and back. We kind of look at the ground while we're out there surveying it to determine if it's the right time of year. We can see the vegetation. It's very shallow here.
Right. So the area that she would be taking up, what's the depth of that?
Still pretty shallow in there. Ms. Fedor's may know better than I do. I know she's investigated the ground, but I'd say it's just a matter of probably 3 to 6 feet, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Drops off pretty quickly when you get off this far. Getting deep out into the main channel.
Ms. Haney.
Question for the applicant, if that's okay. Would you have any objection to hall seining in this area? Thank you. Thank you.
Let me give another call here. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con, either favor or against? Well, it's up to the commission here. What's your pleasure?
I have a question.
Mr. Neal.
This applicant was protested. And so last month we had protestants here. And, well, I mean, all of them were protested, basically. You know, so
right.
And so if we make a decision today, are we giving those same protestants equal opportunity to re-protest?
I think I might be able to give you a little. So, yes, all of them were protested by that petition. However, the reason we didn't really re-invite all of that testimony back today, I gave you the eval in your packet of last month. But Mr. Green, who was
he's here,
the leader, and he can speak if he'd like, did indicate that, if you'd like for him to, that this application in the Bonneville, they really didn't object, other than the Hall Saint activity. They still, that was one of the things that was in their petition. But this was not an area they were asking to set aside as clam ground. That, you know, it's traditionally we've had leases in this general area, in this shallow area all along. So that was our position. We felt that issue was fully vetted, and we're still bringing you the Hall Saint activity question, whether you want to approve this or not, based on the applicant's testimony and your action on the adjacent lease. That was considered. If you're still not comfortable, I mean, we could postpone it again, but I think that's been pretty fully vetted, and that was the nature of the objection. We had no other objections except that petition.
And this is outside the historical
shipwreck. It is way outside the historical area where they said there was any shipwrecks.
So. Mr. Cedra.
I kind of echo what Commissioner Neal said. I think it's a bad precedence. I think if you notice a hearing and you have everybody here, and of course that lady wasn't here, and I understand that, but and then you make a decision, and then you set it again, and you don't consider all of the information that was presented, to me, that just opens the door to everybody that doesn't like our decision. They're going to come and get another day, and then we're not going to notify the other public out there, and then I'm going to rule opposite of that. My position would be that we got to, rather than take an action with only half of the people today, is re-notice it and give everybody an opportunity so that we can base it on all the evidence. What we're doing is opening a door to consider part of the evidence and not the totality. I was here, but that was a lot of information, and I couldn't tell you what everybody said or didn't say, but I know it was contested. And to take one piece like this and just let one person come here and speak, in my view, is a bad precedent, and I'll echo what he says. You know, everybody ought to have a chance.
Let me clarify. We're not rehearing this because she asked us to rehear it. She didn't get her proper notice. That's the reason. We did not entertain any of the other applicants who got denied or even got postponed because of historic resources that we would bring this back for another hearing because of that reason. I understand your concern, but Mr. Green is here. If you want to hear from him, he was the spokesperson for the petition. And the only other people that spoke were some of the other applicants, and they're not part of this application.
Mr. Cedra.
It really doesn't make a difference what he has to say. It's the procedure I'm worried about.
What's public notice? This has been on our website that it was going to be heard today.
Okay, well, my position is that this is an improper way of doing it, and that we ought to re-advertise it and rehear from everybody and be fair to everybody as opposed to doing it this way.
Mr. Ballard.
This will be resurveyed, and then it will be advertised like a normal lease, right? So we still have a period of time.
It's been advertised.
Okay.
We only advertised the application once. I mean, well, once a week for 4 weeks. That was done months and months and months ago. This is an old application. Then we survey it when we can get to it. And this was protested, so it was held up from being surveyed. We put it together with all the other ones to bring to you at the same time because of the petition. But... so we have not yet surveyed. We usually survey applications before we bring them to you, but this was part of a bigger issue that if you set this aside as clam ground, surveying it was irrelevant. So it was a lot of manpower we would have wasted. But if you approve any of this today or if you don't, if it ever gets surveyed, you know, it could get protested when it's surveyed for some other reason that we're not aware of at the moment. That's part of the public notice, surveying the ground as well as the newspaper ad. The people see the stakes. And these people who live along the shoreline could protest it for some reason that have these piers. Because once we survey it, that is part of the notice to the public that someone's doing, getting ready to do something out there in the ground that's going to be leased.
Mr. Packard.
I certainly understand what Mr. Zedrin's saying. And I think at the same time, I think we owe Mrs. Fedor's the opportunity to be heard today, and I think we had in our last meeting we had two essential protestants, one the historical group that was concerned about the ships, and then we had the Holstein group, and I don't remember any other protestants. So I think with regard to what you're saying, I fully hear that, but I think to be expedient with our decisions, I would have a tendency to allow this in the fashion that's depicted by Mr. Stagg. Since we're redoing this, so to speak, or giving her an opportunity she didn't have last commission meeting, I think it's really the most fair way to go. But I'd be glad to hear from others.
I'm uncomfortable not having this go back to public notice. I am uncomfortable reversing a decision that was made last month without going back to public notice. I
I mean, we don't do any additional public notice.
I think we talk about. Well, I think in this case we may.
Okay.
All right. And so in this case, I think we may, because we've already decided this case.
I understand.
So this case was decided, and this lease was denied. And now we're talking about undoing what we did. And so I guess my thinking is, we're going to undo what we did. We pretty much should start over.
I guess I would just make one comment from the lawyer's perspective here. Without having taken a look at the issue, there could be some question as to whether or not the previous decision of the commission would be binding on Ms. Fedors because she did not receive notice of the meeting. And so from that perspective, there may be a legal issue as to whether or not the decision the commission made last month is actually a decision that's binding on Ms. Fedors.
I don't think any of us are objecting to reconsidering. It's a procedure we're talking about, whether we should go to full. Are we giving protestants enough notice? And that's what I'm uneasy about. But I don't have a problem reconsidering it. It's just the procedure. And so I've got attorneys on either side of me.
Mr. Neal, I understand what you're saying here, but I'm uncomfortable with requiring the applicant to go through the cost of advertising this in the newspaper for another four consecutive weeks.
I agree with that.
Mr. Zedrin.
Whose fault was it did go out in time?
I'm the guy that's right. Responsible.
Then we ought to pay it. I don't think we ought to shortcut justice on some dollar sign. And what harm is it to redo the process so that it's done correctly and so that we don't kind of run afoul of our own decision-making process? If we're at fault, let us pay for it and let's redo the thing. Is there any problem with the time period to redo it? I mean,
holds Mr. Fedora's up even longer, but my only suggestion is Mr. Green is here. He was the protestant.
Yeah, but that ain't the point. It's the
He's the only spokesperson they had. If he wants to continue to object, I think you're right.
It's bigger than that.
Public notice.
It's bigger than that. It's about how we make decisions here.
Well, I'm happy for the agency to eat the cost here for re-advertising this issue. I mean, it's a time frame that's at the expense of the applicant, but the cost of the application advertising shouldn't be at her burden. The agency will pick that up. I'm cheap, but I'm not that cheap. If that's what you'd like to do. Is it the will of the commission? Mr. Erskine.
So, Ben, trying to go back to last month's meeting, and you had a a previous map that had a bunch of the lease applications, if you could go back to that. Yeah, that one. If I recall, there were some more towards the Coleman Bridge and on the southern part of the river, on the northern part of the river, right. And there were very specific reasons for denying the application on the southern part of the river, such as the Coast Guard activity. And then on the most northern part, close to the Coleman Bridge, those applicants were present.
Yes.
And had their opportunity for testimony to be heard.
Bonnevilles were here, Elzer was here, and Mr. Setterholm was here.
Correct.
Hines was the only one that wasn't here besides
Mr. Tynes was properly notified.
Yes.
Okay.
As far as we know, he hasn't contacted us at all.
Okay.
Since the meeting.
And the application just to the south of the one we're hearing now was approved because it was, in my understanding, outside of the historical resource concern.
That's correct.
Okay. And the Hall Sane issue was a concern, but was not considered, I don't think, by us to be a user conflict.
Right.
Thus approving that application. So I understand the process, the due process issue, but I'm not sure bringing everyone back that is in full list of this, they had their opportunity to have testimony in front of us for their application specifically. Ms. Fedora's did not have that opportunity. So I do see this as something that's separate from what we did last month.
And just a caveat, as you recall, we're not done with some of these other ones still because we're going to meet with Historic Resources. We probably may be back before you again with those because they were not approved. They were basically tabled until we could meet with them, determine are there areas within those that could be leased or should we still recommend denial of the entire areas for these ones on the north side. Separate issue.
Mr. Ballard.
If I recall correctly, too, I want to be clear. The actual protestants, I believe, were protesting to set aside as public clam ground. They were not protesting on the basis of hall singing.
It was a petition, and we treated it as a petition and a protest because it was a petition signed by a number of people. And one thing they ask is that these deeper areas, although the petition was not very specific, it listed the applications that they wanted to protest, which included Ms. Fedora's. Set aside some of this area or all of it that wasn't currently leased as clam ground. But they also mentioned that it was used for other things like crab potting, hall seining. We addressed all those issues last month. We don't think crab potting is affected. You can crab pot on top of someone's lease. We did take the hall seining concern seriously, and the commission heard all that testimony. And
Mr. Ballard.
And as a follow-up, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe we addressed that petition very first before even getting into each of the leases and made the decision not to set aside as public clam ground for all the leases. So I feel like we've already addressed the protestants issue and nothing has changed on that front. And I'd have to look back in the minutes, but I believe it was even made a statement by the protestants that they didn't object to these two leases. It was really the deeper water leases they were concerning about.
Yeah, Mr. Green might be able to reiterate that today's here, but well, that's up to y'all whether you want to hear from
them. Well, let's ask Mr. Green. Mr. Green, would you come forward, please? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Green, and I was the original protest on all these leases. The reason some of these leases were involved because we only had a matter of a few days for some of the leases were going to be granted. So basically went in and grabbed all the new leases. This particular lease and the Bonneville lease was traditionally been oyster ground, and which at a later date I come and talk to Mr. Staggs. I said we can, you know, let them go ahead and have these particular piece of leases. As far as the clam areas, you know, we was trying to deviate between them, but we had very little bit of time when we originally put the protest in because everything happened so quick and we had very little bit of time, maybe a day or two left to file the protest. So we just grabbed everything and went with it. And at a later date, we try to clarify it a little more, but
well,
these have traditionally been oyster grounds in shore, you know.
So this is a later date to better clarify this. Is there an objection? Was there an objection? Was there an intent for an objection for this particular lease application?
No, we didn't have no objection to that or the Bonneville piece that's adjacent to it. We went ahead and I told Mr. Staggs that, you know, they wanted to go ahead and lease it, but he said they had other issues coming up, so I said, as far as from the petition point of view, from the protest we'd file, that it would be okay to go ahead and grant these leases if they want to. Portions of it, like he's saying now with the grass areas, I can understand that because I live within a very short distance of this ground. So I've been raised and walked around these grounds all my life, so I know what he's saying is pretty relevant and with the other areas in there. But parts of it has been traditional oyster ground always.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Well, the matter's before the commission, and the commission operates on motions. So what's your preferences?
Can we,
Mr. Ballard?
Can I ask his opinion, and are we okay to proceed?
Yes, Mr. Ballard.
I recognize Commissioner Zedron and Commissioner Neal's concerns. I do feel like we followed due process, given fair notice. This meeting's been publicly advertised. We happen to have one of the former protestants here saying that he did not object. And I recognize the concerns, but feel like that we've done enough here, and I would move that we approve this application.
Motion by Mr. Ballard.
Discussion?
Without the SAV area.
Sorry. Removing the SAV area.
Does motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the portion of the application that does not contain SAV. Do I hear a second, even for discussion purposes?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. He was louder.
Yeah.
Well, let's discuss it. Ms. Haney.
My question was answered by Mr. Stagg.
Okay. Thank you.
The only point I would also make with regard to my support of the motion would be that we approved the lease adjacent to this last week, given the same evidence. So I think we ought to do the same, do that today and approve 2014-75-075.
And again, I would ask our Attorney General's opinion. Are we on proper legal footing with the way this procedure is transgressed?
Mr. Pitcher.
Again, without researching the issue in depth, it would appear that if there was shaky footing, it was the previous meeting where the decision was made where Ms. Fedors had not received notice of the meeting. This is a meeting that has been advertised. This was on the agenda, and Ms. Fedors did receive notice of this meeting. So, you know, it would seem that the matter is properly before the commission today.
Thank you.
Let me follow up.
Mr. Zedra.
You say it was advertised. The only thing that was advertised was the agenda for this meeting. What are you talking about was advertised?
That's correct. The agenda was advertised. Yeah, we don't ever re-advertise a horse grant application like we do the first time, unless y'all tell us to.
Well, that's my point, is that the application wasn't advertised to 4 weeks. This was just an agenda that was put out there for what we're going to do. And it doesn't really say whether we're going to reconsider it or not reconsider it or do anything, right?
Well, maybe I can help a little bit on that. The applications for lease ground are advertised, and they're advertised by the code for 4 consecutive weeks. That said, when it goes on the commission agenda, is that the commissioner's decision, and it depends on a variety of different factors, and it's not always immediately, and in fact it's often not even in a relatively close proximity. There are a variety of different issues that need to be worked out before this comes before the commission. So I think it's correct that this has been properly advertised in the newspaper under the code, and it was properly advertised for and put on the commission agenda for last month, where everybody got notification, if they're an adjoining leaseholder, an upland property owner here, that the application was pending before the commission. So the question at hand is whether or not putting this matter for a reconsideration on this month's agenda was adequate public notice, because it was sent out, it was widely distributed, and it's been on our website for at least the last 3 weeks. Mr. Zedra.
My point is that everybody that was concerned was aware of our decision to deny it. Yeah. And I'm here strictly on a form issue. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying which way I'd vote on that if it was properly done, in my view. But what I'm saying is it's a form issue as to how we're doing things. And so that we ruled last month to deny it, and that's what everybody heard out there. That's what all the other people heard. And then here we're bringing it back to change it around without that issue coming being advertised just like it did before. I mean, you know, if I saw it, I said, well, they already denied that. Why should I go? That's my point.
Can I ask a question of the applicant? Ms. Fedors, would you have a terribly great objection here
if we put this on hold for a month and come back at the next meeting in October and hear this and consider that all our discussion today is public notice for anybody that would have a protest on this.
My only objection is the additional cost and time it will take the staff and resources of the VMRC to further hear this. I personally have no other objection. I would like to have no question that it was done fairly and properly.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, to recap, we have a motion and a second here to approve this project with the with this application with the exception of the SAV area. Mr. Cedron.
I move to amend the motion to continue this matter to the October meeting and ask staff to re-advertise the application like it's supposed to, and then we come back on the October meeting and make a decision.
I would like to
at the cost of the commission.
Yes. I'll take that as a substitute motion, which takes precedent.
Okay.
So it's a substitute motion here to re-advertise this in the public, in the newspaper here, at the agency's cost, and to put it on the next month's agenda.
I'll second that.
And there's a second by Mr. Neal. So it's a substitute motion that has precedent here. Any discussion on that? Mr. Erskine.
Well, I don't disagree with the substitute motion necessarily. I think, you know, to increase the amount of public notice, and the applicant fortunately is willing to, you know, abide by that, concede to that. I did feel confident and comfortable with the original motion, but you know, if it's the will of this commission to move it another 30 days and it'll be noticed that way, then I'm okay with that.
Mr. Tankard.
I disagree with the substitute motion. I think the process is played out to the public's benefit. I think the process is played out as well as it can be for the applicant, and I think it's time for us to make a decision. I think we've honored the processes that we need to make this decision.
Well, that's a lot of discussion. So we have two different paths here, but the precedent is the motion made by Mr. Zedron and seconded by Mr. Neal here. All in favor of delaying this for next month to advertise this in the newspaper at the agency's expense? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Could I see a show of hands for those who vote aye? Mr. Zedron, Mr. Neal, Mr. Erskine. And the chair votes aye as well, so that's four votes in favor. Five votes against, the motion fails. Which reverts us back to the original motion by Mr. Ballard, which is to approve the application with the exception of the SAV area. Please refresh my memory, who was the second?
Mr. Erskine seconded.
Mr. Erskine seconded? Yeah. So that's the motion, is to approve the project application as presented with the exception of the area that's designated as SAV. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Could I see a show of hands for those in favor of aye? Mr. France, Mr. Tankard. Well, and he knows. Let's make it easier. Any abstentions?
I'll abstain.
Abstention by Mr. Neal. The chair votes aye, so the motion passes 8-0-1. And the application is approved. Thank you, Ms. Fetters. Mr. Doris. Well, that was easy.